Well, seasonal workers in the wine industry are eager to get back to work, especially those who don't get paid for non-work days. Farida Javala Romero from member station KQED reports.
Valley of the Moon is one of the oldest wineries in the region. It was closed last week because of the fires. There was no electricity and limited access because of evacuations and road closures. Now, parts of this winery are returning to life, slowly. At the tasting room, they're expecting a busload of Danish tourists.
And that's why we're here, because there was a group that made a reservation for today.
Vanessa Garcia works here pouring wine, and she's a seasonal worker. Garcia had to evacuate her nearby home. Because she didn't work last week, she's not expecting to get paid. So she's really glad to get back to work.
To come back today, it's just been very relieving to see my team and see my tasting room where I work, standing and everything okay.
This winery wasn't damaged by the fires, but other grape growers in this valley have sustained damages. That means many seasonal agricultural workers have been out of their jobs. Some vineyard owners have said they'll pay workers anyway. Valley of the Moon's general manager, Dave McDonald, says grape growers and winery owners will try to help in the long term.
Every company in this industry will do their best to help, you know, absorb some of that workforce and help to find some work for others that need it.
Near the winery's cellar, Luis Guerrero is using a big metal hose to fill wine barrels with crushed grapes. He's another seasonal worker here.
Entonces la semana toda la que perdí, pues básicamente es todo lo que perdí la renta.
He says he needed to start working again. The lost income from last week, that was money for his rent.
Pues no sé, hay mucha incertidumbre.
He says there's so much uncertainty. He doesn't know when the winery will resume normal operations. There will be help for workers like Guerrero and Garcia from the federal government. I found Garcia later that day, heading into a nonprofit called La Luz to find about assistance in the city of Sonoma. She's going to need it. She and her mom say they're taking care of two elderly relatives and a cousin with autism, all who had to evacuate too and can't go to a shelter.
Like to be in a shelter, for example, it would be a chaos.
They say they spent $2,000 in rentals already. They're looking for another place, but Garcia says the only rentals available are out of their price range.
I mean, that would be my whole paycheck of 2 weeks, you know, and that's just not okay.
It's one more thing to worry about, but Garcia says at least her family is together and safe. For Here and Now, I'm Farida Javala Romero.